Hey, if your brake light's still on when the light turns green, I'm going to honk my horn. Get off your phone. This is another episode of Famous Adjacent.
And putting together,
ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. I was going to talk about some things, and I'm going to talk about some things. I got a list here. But first and foremost, the best news ever, and not really the best news. It's good news. It's good news. Blink-182 is back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mark, Tom, and Travis show is back, and they're going on tour. And they have a new album and a new song coming out. And I'm excited to listen to some 40-year-olds talk about edging. That's the name of their new song, Edging. I haven't heard it, but if you know anything about edging, if you're on the internet, edging is basically when you when you masturbate almost to where you finish and you don't finish, and it's kind of like you're teasing yourself or whatever. But Blink-182 is back, and I'm a big fan. As you know, I'm a big fan of pop punk and punk rock. I used to be in a punk band. Maybe I'll post a video or a clip here. I'm not going to, but maybe I will if you watch this on TikTok or if you watch a clip and this is a tiny clip, you know, on shorts or something like that. Or maybe I'll make this into like one of those 2-minute short clips or whatever. But I used to be in a punk band, a big fan of that. Used to go to Warped Tours a lot. I actually met Blink-182. Never met Tom. I met Mark a couple times. I feel like I met Travis once or twice. But I did meet Travis. Here's a picture if this is TikTok. And I met, the first time I met them was, I want to say 99 or 2000. It might've been 2000. But it might've been 1999, the Warped Tour of 99. Because it was in the summer and my bass player, Obese Keith, that was his name, Obese Keith, real name, Justin Kelmus. We were in a band called Joe Friday, but this was before the band. But we were in high school, and we were really good friends, and we still are good friends. I don't talk to him that much because he lives in Michigan, and he's got a family, and he's actually being an adult, and he's not, you know, making bad decisions like this guy over here, pointing at myself, if you're listening to this. And we were, I want to say it was the Warped Tour Eminem played at. Eminem played at a Warped Tour. Story time. There was a Warped Tour in Pontiac, Michigan, at the, I want to say the Phoenix Plaza was the name of it, where by Clutch Cargo, if you've ever been there, in Pontiac, Michigan, close to Detroit, but not too much. And Warped Tours used to always be there. The Warped Tours were always there forever. Then one year it was at Comerica Park and it sucked, dude. There was not enough water. It was garbage. The setup, the layout was horrible. There was bottlenecks everywhere. I went a bunch of times to the Warped Tour. And this one year in particular, I think Kid Rock might have been there with Joe C, RIP. Eminem was there. I think Eminem was there this year. He might have been there the other year, but he was on the come up with Slim Shady and all that stuff. And it was in Detroit. And Warped Tour used to have a lot of, you know, mixing of bands. And there's always at these festivals, there's always like these booths, right, where there are products or, you know, they sell merch or they do all this thing, you know, they sell merch, they do things like that. And, there was this, you know, Yoo-Hoo, the chocolate drink was a sponsor, and they had one of those things where they gave out free Yoo-Hoo, and that's where I got addicted to Yoo-Hoo, and that was really, really good. And it was really, really delicious. And then there's these booths where it's like these companies, promoting their brand or whatever, and they give you free tchotchkes and trinkets. Tchotchkes is like a Polish or South End of Bay City. It's a Michigan phrase for just garbage trinkets, you know, things you're going to throw away or put places or, you know, that sort of thing. And there was this company giving out yo-yos. And they were like light up yo-yos, because also back in this 2-year time frame, yo-yos were really popular. Like, in 99, let's say 98 to 2000, let's even say less. Let's say 99 to 2001, yo-yos were all the rage. If you were alive in 1999 to 2001-ish, yo-yos, every kiosk in the mall sold yo-yos. Every high schooler had yo-yos. Everybody had yo-yos. I had yo-yos a lot prior to this because I'm always way too early for the trends. But this company was giving out yo-yos, and they were giving out yo-yos. I can't remember the name of the company, but they were giving out yo-yos. The whole Warped Tour is like, hey, sign up for this newsletter or sign up for this thing, and we'll give you some yo-yos. And Warped Tour is ending. The Warped Tour, there's like on the final band, and my buddy Justin and I were walking. I want to say Eminem was just finishing up because we saw him as we were walking. We saw him behind the fence because we used to sneak backstage and do a lot of things. And there was also, so every year at Warped Tour, there's the barbecue. After Warped Tour, there's like a barbecue. Right. I don't know. I mean, Warped Tour is not a thing anymore. But after Warped Tour, there was a barbecue where all the bands would hang out in their trailers and buses and have barbecue and eat and hang out. And we're walking out of Warped Tour, and we're finding this. Also, I was a scammer. Like in high school, I used to make fake backstage passes on my computer and printer. In high school, I would anytime like the band or like the anytime like the youth group or the high school band or the high school play society, you know, would sell these discount cards with all the neighborhood businesses and businesses like with coupons, you know, you pay $20 to support the band and you get 10% off of, you know, at the movie theater, or you get a 10% off your thing at the Hungry Howie's Pizzeria. I would make my own with better discounts. So like instead of 10% off, I would get like free breadsticks with any purchase or whatever, or like free, and like the movie theater, the local movie theater had like free small pop. That's what they call that. I call that soda. But it was like free small drink with purchase of large popcorn. And I changed it to free large popcorn with purchase. And look, I was in high school, and I think that's stealing now, and I would never do that now. But in, you know, the late 90s, you know, I was king, because people would buy those off me, and people would also, I would make fake passes and stamps to get into all the beer tents of all the festivals and all this thing like that. Like I was, you know, there was a St. Stan's Polish festival, big Polish festival in my hometown, and they had this big beer tent, and throughout the summer, every weekend there was like some cool festival and fair, county fair going on with beer tents and bands and things like that. And all my friends, they would always come to me because I had a grifting kit, I called it. It was called the grifting kit. And it was basically, it was a Scooby-Doo lunchbox. And inside it was a bunch of different color wristbands, markers, you know, tape, different types of things that I would use to either mimic like a stamp or like a wristband that was like, hey, I was already in this 21 and up place. So I've been going to, like, I don't drink. I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life. But I've been going to beer tents and bars since I was, you know, in high school, because I would, you know, I would make these fake things. And so I always just had this mentality of, you know, you fake it till you make it. And that's one reason why I'm unsuccessful, because I've been faking it this whole time and I haven't made it. But so I would do a lot of that stuff. And that was just my thing. It's like half the time people are just, they're just, you know, employees, right? People, they're getting paid to do a job. They're not getting paid to do that job. They're getting paid to do a job. They're not getting paid to do that job well. They're not getting paid enough to do the job well. That's funny. They're getting paid to do a job. They're not getting paid enough to do the job well. So I was always doing that type of stuff, right? And you just have the confidence of doing this. So we know about this barbecue going on every year because we've been a few times. And we're leaving Warped Tour. We're walking outside, and we see this tent, this tent, you know, closed down. Like they're ready to leave. Like, and this company, what are they called? They're called brand ambassadors, right? These brand ambassadors that work for this thing. When I lived in Chicago, I was a brand ambassador for T-Mobile. So we're walking, and these brand ambassadors left a box of yo-yos, okay? And a box, like, they didn't give all the yo-yos out. So I see this, and my brain immediately goes to, okay, well, A, I like yo-yos. B, let's take this box of yo-yos. So then we're walking, and I'm holding this box of yo-yos, and Keith and obese Keith, Justin Kalmus was like, okay, we're walking back to our car, and I don't know whose idea it was. It was probably both. We're like, hey, let's walk past this. So we're walking past where all the tour buses are. We heard somebody at Warped Tour or whatever, because we may have gotten backstage at some point for some reason, because we did that a lot. We would sneak backstage when we would hang out with the bands. And somebody mentioned something about the barbecue. So we're like, oh, yeah, that barbecue's happening. And so we're walking to our car, because we would always park far away and walk rather than pay for parking. And we're walking past the backstage area where it's not right by where the Warped Tour was. It was a different parking lot. So I'm having this thing. And we come up to these, you know, they have security like every place does. And it's just outdoor. You can see all the buses and tour buses, and bands are, you know, riding their, you know, scooters or bicycles to get there or whatever. It was awesome. It was a really cool, fun little area back in the day. And we're walking, and we come up to the big backstage area. And I have this box of yo-yos, and we come up to the security guards, and like, hey, and I'm like, they told us I got a box of yo-yos. I look at the security guard, and we're walking in with this band, with this box. We're just like, I'm like, let's just walk past them. So Keith and I are walking past them, and with this box of yo-yos, and the security guy's like, oh, hold on, what are you doing? And I'm like, they told us to bring this box of yo-yos to the barbecue to give out to the bands. And they're like, what? What's in it? And I'm like, it's a bunch of yo-yos. I'm like, we got to give them to we got to drop them off and give them to the bands. I'm like, do you want one? And he's like, oh yeah, my kid would like that. So I give the security guy some yo-yos, and we just keep walking. And next thing I know, we're backstage with all the bands, with all the buses, all the tour buses, all the everything, people cooking, grilling out, you know. I think the Mighty Boss Tones were there at one point. They were playing. We met them. I mean, they weren't playing in the barbecue, but they're hanging out. And Keith and I, Justin and I, are walking, and we're just going up to every band. You know, we're just going up to hang out. Like, I think The Living End played that weekend. So we're hanging out with this punk band called The Living End, and we gave them yo-yos. And then we're hanging out, and then Mark strolls up, and Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 comes up, and we give him a yo. I give him a yo. I'm like, hey, you want a yo-yo? And he's like, oh, hell yeah. So we're hanging out with Mark Hoppus, one of the guys from The Living End. Toby from H2O might have been there at that time. Somebody from H2O was there. And we're just hanging out around this. It might have been like a grill. And Mark starts playing with the yo-yo, and I'm like, hey, where's Tom at? And Mark gave me this joke that I use today sometimes when people ask me where somebody is. He's like, oh, you know what? I don't have my Tom page. I don't have my Tom tracking device on me. It's not my day to keep track of where Tom is. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. So we're just hanging out. We're giving him a yo-yo. And I think, and Mark's playing with his yo-yo. Now, when Mark Hoppus got married, he ended up giving his groomsmen yo-yos. And I want to take credit for that. I'm going to take credit for getting Mark Hoppus hooked on yo-yos, which is why he gave all of his groomsmen yo-yos. Because I gave Mark a yo-yo backstage at Warped Tour in the early '99. And it was 1999, because 2000 Keith went to the Navy and we graduated that year, so it was 1999. And I gave him a yo-yo and he got hooked on it. So Mark Hoppus was addicted to yo-yos because of me. And then we hung it out. We kept hanging out, and I met Travis again. Travis was there, and this is before Travis had all of his tattoos. He maybe had 6 tattoos, and he was a really cool dude. And he's just kind of, you know, he was walking out of the bus. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, do you want a yo-yo? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he took a yo-yo, and we got a photo. And that was the first time I met Mark and Travis. There's another story that I'll save for another time. But there was something else. Here's the thing. I wanted to talk about this because this is funny. I got a show at the Comedy Store. If you're listening to this week, I got a show at the Comedy Store on October 14th at 10:30 or if you're listening to this after that, I got a show at the Comedy Store on November 11th at 10:30 at the Bailey Room. Men are stupid. Can I tell you how dumb men are? Men are stupid. There's this water. It's water. It's a water company. It's just water in a can. It's just water in a can. It's a water company in a can. And it's doing really, really well because they put their product on every podcast, and now every guy drinks it. It's called Liquid Death. Liquid Death is so brilliant of a company. Liquid Death is the smartest normal water company out there. They're like, hey, we have all these nerds and metalheads who want to drink water, but every water company is like, cute and cool and you know, cute and kind of girly, you know, Fiji's pink and flowers, you know. Every water company is like, you know, Smart Water is a blue and pretty, and it's got Jennifer Aniston. And then there's that other one, Voss or whatever, in the cool like Ninja Turtle ooze bottle, and it's cool and pretty. And then Liquid Death's like, you know what? Fuck all that. Let's call it Liquid Death. Let's make it look like heavy metal and fucking rock and roll with skulls and old English font, so that way it appeals to the punk rockers and the rappers and the hip hoppers who's got tattoos about Familia and things like that. And they'll drink our water. And guess what? It's just water in a can. And men buy that because they would rather be seen with a can that says death than something that says Smart Water or Alkaline Water or Voss with a cool little silver top that's way too expensive for a bottle, but people will pay $6 for a bottle of water when it's just water. That's how dumb men are. Men are, if there's something we want and it looks girly and cute, chances are we won't buy it. But if it's the same product in like wrapping paper that's like hardcore or cool or like nerdy or Dungeons and Dragons-y or like action movie-y, we're going to buy it. So that's it. That's Liquid Death is brilliant and men are dumb when it's just water in a can and they just keep buying it. And Liquid Death advertised on all the male-focused podcasts, you know, that men watch and listen to. And it was so genius, 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 genius. So fucking smart. Liquid Death is smart. What else did I want to talk about? Okay, Liquid Death, men are stupid. Hey, I saw the movie Smile, and the director and the star of it said a thing at the beginning of the movie, and they're like, hey, this movie was made for theaters, and thank you for coming to the theater. And Smile was a good movie, but you don't need to tell me that. Tom Cruise did it for Top Gun, Top Gun 2. That movie was made for a theater. Horror movies are made for theaters. It's more fun watching them with people who are scared and like laugh and things like that. But I don't need every movie now. There was another movie that came out after Top Gun where the people, like, I've been to at least three movies now where the director and the star are like, hey, welcome to our movie. Thanks for watching our movie. And it's like, I get it. I've never made a movie. But I don't need, I didn't sit through 20 minutes of trailers because I show up 20 minutes late because I got that AMC pass and I know when Nicole Kidman is going to come walking on the stage. But I don't need every movie to be introduced by the actor and the director now. You don't need to do that. Tom Cruise did it because Tom Cruise flies on planes. Tom Cruise jumps off of planes. Tom Cruise flies by. Tom Cruise stands up on top of biplanes. So that's that. I don't know. This is, yeah. This was fun. I told you a story about that. Maybe next time I'll tell you about when I went to a 18-year-old's birthday party at Taylor Swift's house. Or maybe I'll tell you something else. Or maybe I'll just make fun of stuff. I don't know. Trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out what people want, what people like. If I can get more stuff on social medias or listens on Spotify or downloads and just listens. Because, again, you know, my viewership and listenership's dropped 75%. Who knows? You guys have been great. Thank you so much for listening. If you've listened, and have a great week. Have a great weekend. Be good to yourself and others and smile at an old person, because they're not going to be here that much longer anyway.